Well, good morning, everybody. This is Dave Sandoval. I know on the East Coast it is good afternoon, and we are here for the Health Discovery Show. This is a question and answer session where we will answer the questions that are submitted to us by our listening audience. There's also questions that come in during our seminars and other activities. So if you are tuning in today, we hope that you will have either submitted a question or gain insight from the questions that others have submitted. I am joined on the call by Ms. Shadonna Brewer. She is my co-hostess, and she has prepared a number of questions that were submitted to her. And I know that these are, I think, a combination of questions that came in over the email, over the phone, as well as from our last seminar. So, Shadonna, are you on the line?
Of course I am.
Well, it's great to have you, and happy Thursday to everybody. It is a obviously another opportunity, as is every day, to improve your life and to pursue your goals. And so, obviously, I really believe that life is, as they say, for the living, and we need to enjoy every minute of every day. It is a gift that is given to us, and you should never, ever, as they say, look a gift horse in the mouth. And that means that you, it's an old saying, and when they used to give a horse away, some people would look at the teeth to see if it was a good horse, because it costs a lot to take care of a horse. And so they'd look at the teeth, and that's where that saying came from. Never look a gift horse in the mouth. It means if you're given a horse, don't check its teeth in front of the people who gave it to you, because that is rude. Well, the bottom line is, it has come to mean take advantage of what you have. And I believe that what we have is a wonderful opportunity. It's the life that God has given us. And if we're going to live this life, we should live it long. We should live it happily, and we should live it healthfully. And part of the goal of Shadonna and myself and the whole team of Platinum Health Products is to give you the tools and the knowledge so that you can accomplish that goal of living a long life free from disease. I know that we've got a number of people on the line with us today, and we also will have a number of people listening on the replay line who are not able to make it to this live event. So, Shadonna, would you please do your thing, let everybody know exactly what it is that they need to do to listen again on the replay line, submit a question, or any number of things that are apropos.
Great. Well, first of all, welcome everyone and thank you for joining us today. We do have a featured product, Rice Bran Solubles. We'll talk about that a little later on, so make sure that you stick around for that. If you're listening live, of course, you've dialed 212-461-5800 and punched in PIN code 8246. To listen on the replay line, you can dial 212-990-6260. That's 212-990-6260. You do not need a code for that number. Make sure that you go to the website, www.phporder.com. There's a calendar of events there. You can also see the latest updates, promotions that we have, or campaigns that we're running. You can also listen to archived calls from both Thursday and Wednesday night, the product knowledge call. So make sure that you log on to the website. There's a slew of information there for you, www.phporder.com. Of course, to submit me a question so we can answer it here on the phone call, you can send your questions to S. Brewer, S for Shadonna, Brewer, at phporder.com. So S. Brewer at phporder.com. Go ahead and send us your message or your comment, and we will try to get that on the call. You can also always call 800-362-8482 and leave a message with the operator. And you can also request free literature and information on other products by calling 800-362-8482.
Perfect. Well, I know that we've got a number of questions that have been submitted. I also want to remind people that we have an Oasis retreat coming up, so please go to the website and learn all about that. In addition to that, there has been a lot of attention obviously brought about by the Breast Cancer Awareness Month. We had a Breast Cancer Awareness Call, which is also archived on the website, And so if you'd like to tune into that, you definitely can go to the website and find what the Wednesday night product education calls. And I think that you'll find that quite interesting as well. So that having been said, Shadonna, I know you've got a lot of things that are lined up for us. Why don't we get right into the mailbag and begin to address some of the questions, at least, that have come in.
Okay, great. The first question I have here, what are the best products for fibromyalgia and Crohn's disease?
Great. Well, for fibromyalgia, we actually have put together a fibromyalgia battle plan. And the fibromyalgia battle plan is available on the back office. It's available on the website as well. And the best products for fibromyalgia actually include, for example, the best products for fibromyalgia actually include all of those products that we offer that can help reduce muscle cramping, aches, and pains. And so what we have done is we've put together a combination of advice, which includes, of course, the things that we need to eat, things that we shouldn't eat, and as well as a list of supplements. And those, again, are available on the back office. But I would like to first share with you some of the things that we need to avoid when we have fibromyalgia. And those would include things like sugar and salt and a fatty diet. But more important than that, I think what we want to do is we want to begin to recognize that fibromyalgia is a condition that actually affects the entire body. It is a chronic pain that was actually at one time thought of as not even being a legitimate disease. In fact, at one time, they thought that people were just sort of complaining about nothing. They thought that it was a psychosomatic condition of people who just, you know, didn't want to work, or they just were lazy, or whatever it might be. And the thing is that the condition is now recognized as a legitimate condition, but doctors really don't know the causes. Some say sleep disturbances are a cause. Some say that, you know, a previous injury or maybe a viral infection. It could be an abnormality of the sympathetic nervous system, which is the body's response. In other words, it is the way that the body responds without stimuli. It is the natural responses like the blinking of your eyes or your breathing or things like that. And also changes in muscle metabolism. Stress could also lead to signs of fibromyalgia. The main signs are widespread pain throughout the body, fatigue and sleep disturbances, irritable bowel syndrome and headaches and facial pain, as well as sort of a heightened sensitivity to pain. Somebody, you have places on your body that just ache whenever anybody even touches them a little bit. It seems like somebody really, really hits you really hard. So fibromyalgia is almost always misdiagnosed because the symptoms are similar to other conditions. It's far more common in people who are once active. In other words, let's say a high school or college athlete, and then they become sort of a couch potato. And there is no effective treatment for this by drugs. And it is luckily not life-threatening or progressive, so it does not get worse over time. It really is something that is what it is, and it sort of stays. Now, some people get depressed, they get numbness, they have difficulty concentrating, their mood swings, they have chest pain, they get dry eyes and dry mouth. If it's a woman, you might have painful menstruation. You might feel dizzy and anxiety during your menstruation as well. Now, doctors typically recommend things like non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs and muscle relaxers, and not to mention sleeping pills. Well, none of these actually address the underlying problem. What you really need to do is get a lot of sleep. You need to exercise regularly. You need to pace yourself, stay active. You need to maintain that healthy lifestyle. We also recommend the far infrared sauna and all forms of stress reduction like yoga. Proper hydration, having a lot of water, is also very, very important. But the supplements that we recommend, for example, are the green foods, which are rich in magnesium, and they help regulate the sympathetic nervous system. Apothecary contains melatonin, which helps you sleep, so you won't need the sleeping pills. And it also has been shown to be as effective as non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. Flax Advantage, the whole flax seeds, contain linoleic acid, and that actually stimulates the brain function and interrupts the pain signals. The master amino acid helps build muscle and rebuild the strength of the body, and we find that that is, as we said, a contributor. Joint Flex increases circulation dramatically, and that's very important because the increase in circulation, the increase of flexibility, the increase of the integrity of your joints and ligaments could absolutely reduce that pain. StressX, as we said, stress is a major contributor to fibromyalgia. So our StressX, the flower remedies are absolutely important in that. Now, Revive It All is a brain food, and many of the signals, they say, the neuroreceptor and neurotransmission activities are interrupted in someone with fibromyalgia. Revive It All can restore that. The ionic elements are full of magnesium, and magnesium is the number one mineral that triggers the relaxation of muscle tissue, and muscle tension is often part of fibromyalgia. The chlorella tablets are very, very basically, they have shown that taking chlorella for just 2 weeks has significantly reduced the patient's fibromyalgia symptoms. And so chlorella itself has been studied for fibromyalgia. Virasure helps address the underlying viral component. And, of course, activated barley gives you the beta-glucan that boosts the immune system and helps reduce the pain of irritable bowel syndrome. The aloe vera contains mucopolysaccharides that help the irritable bowel syndrome. So the combination of the aloe and the activated barley are really going to help stop the irritable bowel component of fibromyalgia. The Virasure will help deal with the viral component of fibromyalgia. The Revive It All will help deal with the mental neurotransmission component of fibromyalgia. The ionic elements in the green foods will infuse the magnesium, which is necessary to affect the sympathetic nervous system. StressX reduces the stress that is a trigger for fibromyalgia. So all of these ingredients, all of these foods are explained in our fibromyalgia battle plan. And you could actually go to the website and look under education. And under education, there'll be battle plans. Under battle plans, they're in alphabetical order. Just seek it out, and you've got the information right in front of you, an expanded version of what I told you about today.
But that's great, because there was really a supplement there to attack every underlying cause or symptom of fibromyalgia. Are there any maybe foods or physical activity that you can recommend that might help reduce that?
I really believe that exercising and building muscle and breathing exercises like yoga are going to be probably the most important two lifestyle changes that I would recommend.
Okay. Very good. So like Dave said, go online. You can get the Fibromyalgia Battle Plan, www.phporder.com, under education. Click on Battle Plans, and then the list will come up. You can also call 800-362-8482 and request one to be mailed out to you. Okay, great. Moving on to the next question.
That come up a lot lately, so I'm really glad we have the Fibromyalgia Battle Plan online now.
Yeah, definitely. What can one do to reduce yeast and candida, and what causes it?
Yeah, we also have a yeast and candida battle plan. A lot of times what leads to candida and yeast infections are the use of steroids and, for example, cortisol and cortisone creams that also – pills, the use of antibiotics is really, really contributing to that. Birth control pills can contribute to that, and diet contributes to that. This is a fungus, And the fungus, the candida fungus, is typically controlled by bacteria. The good bacteria in our bodies typically control this fungus. However, when the friendly bacteria in our body are not active, when they're not abundant because we've taken an antibiotic or taken a steroid that inhibits their growth, then suddenly this sort of yeast, what we call yeast, but is common and useful component that exists in our gut. And so when, not in our gut, excuse me, but in our colon. And in our colon, this candida is actually a vital part of protecting our body. It's part of our immune system. Unfortunately, it only should exist in there. It should not, for example, it's sort of like the oil of the car, and you can't put the oil into the gasoline or the car won't run right. So the oil needs to stay down in the block where it's supposed to be. Well, candida, this fungus, needs to stay down in the colon where it's supposed to be because it helps us to deal with some of the other nasty stuff that ends up in the colon. However, when we get constipated or when we take antibiotics, all of a sudden it uses this impaction to climb up into the intestines and eventually gets in and throughout the body where there are no natural controls for it. And then it becomes systemic. It starts to basically be far too overgrown for your body to control. We have a candida battle plan, but it is important to note that eliminating all sugary foods, including fruits, from your diet are very, very important. Including all simple carbohydrates from your diet is very, very important. Taking enzymes and probiotics are very, very important. Green drinks, highly important. The aloe vera is very, very useful as well. The Virasure is important to take because the the coconut oil has an anti-yeast and an anti-fungal component. So I would be taking the Immunomax and the coconut oil to help deal with the fungal component. I would be taking the green foods and the aloe to help control the sugar levels in the body so the candida doesn't have much to feed on. And in addition to that, I would be taking the daily fiber blend because it'll help increase motility and stop the creeping up of the candida into the upper regions of the body. There are more details, obviously, on the website in the Candida Battle Plan. Again, go to phporder.com, go to information or education, and there you will find the battle plans, and the Candida Battle Plan is right there for everyone to see, download, for free. And if you do not have the internet, we will mail you one for free.
Okay. And don't forget, all of these products that have been mentioned can also be found on the website, phporder.com. Okay, I want to take a moment to talk about our featured product, Rice Bran Solubles. We do have information on this. There's information on the website that you can also read into. Dave, tell us exactly what is Rice Bran Solubles.
Excellent. Well, you know, do me a favor, Shadonna. Would you tell them about Tokyo disease? I wonder, have you heard the story enough to recant that story? Because that's how I always like to start out talking about Rice Bran Solubles.
I can. Do I really have to say it, though? Do you really want me to do the story? That's no fair.
Okay, I will tell the story. It was back in the 1910s. Just seeing how close you paid attention over the years.
I mean, I can do it.
I want to hear you. I think the audience wants to hear you tell this story, Shadonna.
Okay. The long version or the short version?
Your version.
My version. Okay. No, I don't want to do it.
Okay. We should take a vote. I bet everybody in the audience does, but I'll take over. The bottom line is, back in the 1920s in Japan, they had a closed system. In other words, they didn't allow trade with the outside world. It was a closed society. And the United States, through diplomacy, encourage the Japanese to open their ports to open their ports to trade. And the bottom line is they fell in love with white polished rice. Now, white polished rice, as they said, looked like pearls from the sea, and certainly was superior to brown rice. And so they determined that white polished rice could only be the food of the higher echelon of society, which was the samurai class. And the samurai class in Japan controlled society, and they only allowed white rice to be fed to their clan or to their, to their families. And so what Tokyo disease was this strange phenomenon that happened when suddenly tens of thousands of Japanese children from the samurai class began to die mysteriously of a disease. And they thought that certainly this must be some type of curse from the gods. It must be some type of plague or something like that, some punishment for having opened up their ports or done something to offend the gods. The bottom line is what was really happening was called beriberi. And beriberi was a deficiency of key nutrients like B vitamins and vitamin E. And those are the nutrients that are contained in the rice bran. Now, the Japanese typically fed their children rice and fish, and so the fish only contained protein and a few key nutrients. However, the rice bran was the staple food. It was the one that was supposed to provide them with their core nutritional value. When they changed their diet, they denied their body the vital nutrients they needed, and, of course, many tens of thousands of children died. What we learned from that is that the inside of rice has almost no nutritional value. It is practically useless. So what we have done is we have a patented method where we can remove only the soluble portions of the outer part of the rice bran. And this is where 99.9% of all the nutrients in rice reside. And the nutrients that reside in rice bran are absolutely phenomenal. They're beneficial at helping stabilize blood glucose levels, and so they're great for diabetics, and they include B1, B2, B3, B6, and even B12. They include the widest variety and highest potency of vitamin E equivalents called tocotrienols and trienols. They also include a compound called gamma-orzinol, which is phenomenal at helping your muscles remain firm and strong. In addition to that, there is Q10 and a number of fatty acids that are extremely, extremely important to the body. In fact, rice bran solubles is 30% quality fat, the good fats that your body needs. And so rice bran solubles is fantastic tasting. It is loaded with nutrients. It's a slow-burning carbohydrate. It contains very valuable fatty compounds, which include the entire family of vitamin E and tocopherols. So rice bran solubles is part of what I call nature's multivitamin. I use spirulina, rice bran solubles, and our C from nature. And that gives me all the beta carotene and vitamin A, all of the variety of B vitamins, all of obviously an abundance of vitamin C and an abundance of vitamin E. It basically has all of what we call the ACE nutrients, BACE. I call that the base nutrients, BACE, and we've got them all if you take today's special rice bran solubles and spirulina and RC from nature. That is superior to any multivitamin that has ever been offered to the public.
Okay. Well, there it is, rice bran solubles. You can buy one at retail and get the second one half off. Do so by calling 800-362-8482. This special is good for one full week from today. That number once again is 800-362-8482. Dave, when's the best time to take the rice bran solubles?
You know, I like taking it, I like to mix it into my green drinks, but I would say to take it in the morning is a really good time to take it.
Okay. And as far as mixing it with water or juices, how does that?
Oh, I like to mix it with any other juice. It mixes into anything. So you could mix it with water if you like. You could even take it on a spoon and put it into your mouth. It tastes that good. And I'm serious about that. I'm not like Dr. Wofield who tells you to chew spirulina tablets. No. I know what really good tasting is, and the Rise Brand Solubles, I think Shadonna will back me up on this, is actually pretty darn good.
Yes, definitely. It is. It does have a pretty good taste to it. Not to mention, we do have recipes that you can also find online, or give us a call and we'll send them out to you for free. That does include the Rise Brand Solubles. So.
Oh, my goodness. I have to say that we make a dessert, and it's you soak almonds and you chop them. You take some Rice Bran Solubles and some of our virgin coconut oil, a little splash of agave. You mix that into you make sort of a paste out of that. You mix in the almonds, and then you make balls and roll them in shredded coconut. This is the most amazing, delicious raw food dessert you ever had. It's healthy, helps you lose weight, boosts your immune system, and is absolutely delicious. And there's not too many things you could say that about.
Okay, very well. Let's do a couple more questions before we close out this show today. Talk to me a little bit about natural vitamin C versus ascorbic acid.
Well, the problem is that ascorbic acid is a synthetic imitator of vitamin C, and sort of a fraud has been perpetrated upon the consuming public because they've been sold ascorbic acid and being told that it has the benefits of vitamin C, when in reality it does have many of the benefits of vitamin C, but it also has many, many negative aspects to it that they just never tell you about. For example, the ascorbic acid has redox potential. It actually has the ability to trigger chemical reactions, but many of the chemical reactions it triggers are negative chemical reactions. They are not good for the body, and they age the cells artificially and actually cause damage to the body in the long term that is really, really not a good trade-off. I would never trade off the benefits of ascorbic acid for the detrimental side. You see, vitamin C naturally occurs in plants, and as it naturally occurs in plants, it's surrounded by a whole series of other bioflavonoids and tannins and minerals and things, and these are all very important for the utilization and absorption of vitamin C. In addition to that, typically ascorbic acid is taken in high doses because you need to take a high dose to get the same effect as a low dose of vitamin C. And unfortunately, ascorbic acid depletes pantothenic acid and zinc in your body. So many people who take vitamin C end up with cracked and brittle nails. They end up with dry hair. You know, the oils in their hair start to go away. And this is a cause of deficiencies because of the overconsumption of ascorbic acid. So ascorbic acid is made simply by taking corn syrup. That's right, like Karo syrup you find in the store. Taking that corn syrup, which is pure sugar almost, excuse me, and combining it with hydrochloric acid. The end result is a chemical structure called ascorbic acid, which they have been selling you as vitamin C, when in fact it is not vitamin C. More importantly, there is no non-genetically modified corn left on the planet, unfortunately, unless it's very rare organic blue corn or something like that. However, they purposely create, in other words, they are taking the corn syrup and they are genetically modifying the corn, and then that corn syrup is used in the creation of vitamin C. So you actually get, or of ascorbic acid, which they sell you as vitamin C. So you have to be very careful that you're not only getting ascorbic acid, which isn't as good for you as vitamin C and may be damaging to your body in several ways, but more importantly, you're putting a genetically modified food into your body, which I am really not going to encourage anyone to do.
Right. So what do you – there's a lot of things that you tell people to do when they're going in to stores and purchasing vitamin C, because a lot of people do go the vitamin C route. What are some things that you tell people to do first off, and what are some of the recommendations for a more natural source of vitamin C that you have?
Well, the first thing is never take a vitamin C that has added sugars or sweeteners. That's really bad. Secondly, Don't take a vitamin C that says as ascorbic acid, because that's really bad. And the third thing is, almost all of those vitamin C tablets, and I've never seen one that doesn't have this, have magnesium stearate, silica dioxide, and microcrystalline cellulose. These are binders, fillers, and excipients. Never accept binders, fillers, and excipients in your products. At Platinum Health Products, we have C from nature. C from nature comes from an ancient Ayurvedic fruit called amalaki or amla berries, which are nature's highest source of vitamin C. But we didn't stop there. We took the most potent source of vitamin C from nature, that is the amla fruit, and we combined it with the second, third, and fourth highest sources of vitamin C from nature. And those include camu camu, acerola, and things like rose hips. And so that our C from nature is actually a combination of food that has been concentrated down. The fiber and the moisture have been removed, and that food is so rich in vitamin C that if you take 3 to 6 capsules of our C from nature a day, you are getting far, an abundant amount, far more than anyone should ever worry about getting in their life from food, and never having to rely upon that chemical compound. Now, the last thing I'll say, a little bit of history, is that Albert Saint-Georges did all the research on vitamin C. He had an assistant named Linus Pauling. Linus Pauling was not a doctor. Albert Saint-Georges was. He was a researcher and a trained researcher. Linus Pauling then went on to sell his story and to sell his reputation with ascorbic acid sold by pharmaceutical companies. And even though his mentor, Albert Saint-Georges, said that the synthetic vitamin C did not have anything in common with the natural version and should not be considered a substitute for it. So just a little bit of vitamin C history, if you would.
I know how excited we used to get about the vitamin C versus ascorbic acid discussions when we were on the radio, so we haven't talked about it in a while, so I'm happy that we were able to bring this up.
Yeah, I tried to keep my hat on. Yeah, it's a huge, to me, it's like this massive, massive fraud and deception that's been pulled over the eyes of the American public, because as they think they're taking this vitamin C to really help them, in reality, it could and is probably hurting them, and that is truly a deception that is unacceptable in my mind.
Definitely, I do agree. Okay, well, I am going to say that we are done for today with the questions. If you have a question that you would like for us to answer, please feel free to email me, sbrewer@phporder.com, or you can call 800-362-8482 and leave a message with the operator. Don't forget that Rice Bran Solubles is the featured product of the week. You can buy one at retail and get the second one half price. Very good product. You can also call 800-362-8482 for information. You can request free literature, free CDs, a lot of different things that you can get by calling that number, as well as by going to the website, phporder.com. Dave, any last comments before we close?
Well, I just want to thank you for preparing those questions. I want to thank everybody who's joined us today, and just encourage everybody to put in your questions. If you're curious about something, go to the website, check it out, and we'll look forward to seeing you all 1 week from today.
Great. One more comment, though, sorry. We do still have room for the May-June retreat at the Oasis, so if you're interested, please do give us a call, and we can make arrangements for you.
Absolutely. It is the last time that it will be discounted, so take advantage.
Okay.
And we'll hope to see you there. Give us a call.
800-362-8482. Take care, everyone.
Bye-bye, everybody. Thank you, Shadonna.
No problem.
God bless.